Production of Pipe Dreams is made possible in part by funding provided by Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, by a grant from the Mayhead Foundation, and by the support of listeners to stations in the Public Radio International network.
From Minnesota Public Radio.
Oh yes, springtime with sunshine and birds and warm breezes wafting. Spring is a wonderfully reassuring season when color comes back to the earth. Green replaces brown. The days get longer, temperatures moderate, and everything seems to smile. If that weren't enough, the delight is made more so for me by the fact that the first day of spring usually is shared with another cosmic congruence. It is also the natal day of one of humanity's most remarkably creative spirits, Johann Sebastian Bach, born 21 March 1685. So if my calculations are correct, that makes his spirit in this year 2000 315 years old. But for us music lovers, Bach's spirit is ever young, despite the passing years, and the effect of his music provides a continuing adventure. His works survive performances of every imaginable style on any sort of instrument, and his legacy stands both as monument and beacon. It's a point of arrival and a beginning and inspiration for fresh ideas. Today, we celebrate Bach with pieces from his youth and from his full maturity, grand works and miniatures, profound and playful in turn, some played on recent instruments, others performed on organs from his time. And because this is the most gregarious sort of party gathering, we're going to have some special guests who bring with them unique gifts, party favors of a particularly poignant sort, all to help us applaud the memory of a man of extraordinary genius, and to shout out on his behalf, happy birthday, Herr Bach. Stay with us, I'm Michael Barone, and you're tuned to Pipe Dreams. Since any birthday is a happy occasion, here's Happy Music, a very jaunty little chorale prelude that Bach likely wrote when he was still in his teen years. It's on the hymn Der Tag, der ist so freudenreich. Bernard Vaucruel plays on the little Rommel organ at St. Basilius Church in Zella Melis in Germany. This day, which is so full of joy. getting our Bach birthday celebration started appropriately with a chorale prelude on the hymn This Day, Which Is So Full of Joy. Of course, that chorale is dedicated to another birthday occasion, but hey, for Bach, nothing is too good. Bernard Foucroul played in the central German village of Zelle Melis, little organ from, well, at least in style, Bach's time. It was built in 1778, a bit past Bach. When Bach was 9 years old, some tragedy befell him. First his mother, and then 10 months later, his father died. And though his father had remarried in that brief interval, his stepmother, after the death of the father, was not able to maintain the household, and so young Johann Sebastian was taken in by his older brother, Johann Christoph, who had grown up and moved off on his own. He was organist in the nearby village of Ohrdruf. Johann Christoph, who had studied with Johann Pachelbel, gave Johann Sebastian his first music lessons, and so it is not surprising that some of Sebastian's earliest compositions show the influence of Johann Pachelbel, who was the greatest organist in the southern part of Germany at that point. The influence particularly evident in this set of variations on the hymn Christ, der du bist der helle Tag, Christ, who is the light of day. This already shows that young Johann Sebastian was a composer who delighted in tone colors and textures. Simon Preston plays for us on the Markussen organ in Sorø Abbey in Denmark. some music of the youthful Johann Sebastian Bach, whose 315th birthday we are celebrating on this occasion. Evidence there that even before Bach was in his 20s, he was quite capable of composing right up to the standards of his day, that music sounding quite a bit like the music of Johann Pachelbel, who had taught Bach's older brother, who was Bach's first music teacher. Simon Preston played on the Markussen organ in Sorø Abbey in Denmark, giving a very impressive reading of this impressive, if still somewhat derivative, music, and adding an international element to our Bach birthday party with an English player recorded in Scandinavia. As we know, Bach absorbed and understood an extraordinarily broad range of other composers' music and evolved from them his own remarkable synthesis, which incorporated an international blend of elements, Netherlands, French, German, and Italian music, all reflected in the work of Bach. Those other styles refined and extended by Bach in unique and virtuosic fashion. Consider this prelude and fugue, in which the prelude is generated entirely from a simple rising C major scale, and then a descending angular motive in the pedal, dee-dom, dee-dom, dee-da, which, combined with the upward-moving scale, sends everything around and around, up and down, swirling like a merry-go-round. The fugue is built on a terse little subject that's squeezed for every drop of potential. It's played right side up, and then upside down, and then both ways together, and in the end, the pedal comes in, the only time that it appears, and plays the theme in one long, grand statement. Olivier Latre performs for us on an instrument which Xavier Zilberman built in 1985 for the Dominican Convent Church in Paris. This is the Prelude and Fugue in C major, Schmieder 547, a later work by Johann Sebastian Bach. Some think that that was the last prelude and fugue pair that Bach wrote, though it was by no means his last organ work. His professional involvements simply had focused him in other areas. That was the prelude and fugue in C major, Schmieder number 547 in the Bach catalog. Just to distinguish it from other C major preludes and fugues, the piece played with some real registrational imagination in the final measures by Olivier Latry on the Bach Tercentenary organ built in 1985 for the Dominican convent in Paris, celebrating Bach's birthday in a very tangible fashion. Mr. Latry is one of the chief organists at Notre Dame Cathedral, but it's very plain that his enthusiasms go well beyond only French composers. New ideas are always welcome when it comes to Bach. His music seems to be able to sustain almost any interpretive whim. This is just the beginning. I'm Michael Barone. We're enjoying the coming of spring and reflecting on the sunshine that this music provides as we sing Happy Birthday, Herr Bach, on this edition of Pipe Dreams. spring arrives, the grass grows, and we send out the sheep to safely graze. That memorable and delightful movement is an organ arrangement of an aria from Bach's Hunting Cantata, number 208, written as a congratulatory gift to Bach's new employer, Duke Wilhelm Ernst of Sachsen-Weimar, where in his early 20s, Bach played the organ and also was in the court orchestra. E. Power Biggs performed for us his own transcription, which he recorded on the famous 1761 Johann Andreas Zilbermann organ in the parish church in Arlsheim in Alsace. Just as Bach paid tribute to his Duke, Percy Grainger pays tribute to Bach with a sweet arrangement originally for small orchestral ensemble, which he titled Blithe Bells. He borrows from the safely grazing sheep, as you will hear, and Stuart Foster makes further arrangements of Percy Grainger's work and transforms the orchestral music for organ, playing the 1931 Skinner instruments at Holy Rosary Cathedral in Toledo, Ohio. Listen to these blithe bells. an amiable ramble through the music of Johann Sebastian Bach, or at least that's probably a term Percy Grainger might have applied to his reworking of the aria Sheep May Safely Graze from Bach's Cantata No. 208, which Percy Grainger transformed into a little mood piece that he titled Blithe Bells. American organist Stuart Forster further transcribed it for organ and played the 1931 Skinner instrument at the Cathedral of the Holy Rosary in Toledo, Ohio. From a recording on the JAV label, which you can find on the web, look under greatorgancds.com. Or check our website, where you'll find posted a listing of all of today's Bach birthday music. This is program number 2012, and you will find us on the web at pipedreams.org. As Bach entered his 50s, he began to gather together works which exemplified the pinnacle of his compositional achievement, and he published them in the year 1739 under the title Klavierübung, or keyboard practice, a rather opaque title when you consider the multiplicity of delight which can be found within these pages. Volume 3 of Klavierübung, out of the four, is the only one devoted to music for organ, and it contains works of incredible erudition and intense spirituality, settings of the chorale tunes which are associated with the major elements of Lutheran liturgy and belief. And they also display a variety of traditional and advanced styles of writing for the organ. This is some of Bach's most knotty music, as in terms of tying your brain and hands in knots. Near the front of Klavierübung 3 are arrangements of the Kyrie, Christe, and Kyrie melodies from the opening of the traditional service. Kyrie, God the Father in eternity, Christe, the whole world's trust, and Kyrie, God, Holy Ghost. They make an imposing group, and we will listen to them, played by Jonathan Dimmick, on an instrument by Treutmann, built in 1737 for the cloister in Grauhof in Germany, the instrument built just 2 years before this music was published. And to give context, a choir will sing the liturgical melodies upon which Bach's organ music is based, so you will sort of know the tune and be able to search for it in Bach's elaborate accompaniment. Artful images of the Trinity from the imagination of Johann Sebastian Bach. Jonathan Dimmick plays for us. Bach at the deep end, both spiritually and aesthetically, paying homage to the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, in settings from the Kyrie of his Klavierübung, Volume 3. Jonathan Dimmock played on the 1737 Troitmann organ at Grauhof Cloister in Germany, this instrument exemplifying some of Bach's own preferences in organ tone. Jonathan Dimmock's recording, on three compact discs issued on the RK label, includes all of the works which Bach published in his lifetime, which is a very important collection by any account, but it's also by no means the entirety of the Bach experience, which sometimes goes on beyond Bach, as you will hear shortly. I'm Michael Barone, with a few presents yet to unwrap. Our celebration continues. We wish happy birthday, Herr Bach, on this edition of Pipe Dreams. Boston-based organist Peter Sykes has played for us Bach's own arrangements of a movement from his cantata No. 140 on the tune Wachet auf, ruft uns die Stimme, awake, cries the voice, the bridegroom comes. I particularly like the way Peter Sykes unobtrusively adds a continual harmonization throughout the piece, enriching the texture beyond the specific notes that Bach wrote down, but certainly not going beyond what Bach expected. And that was the eloquent voice of an instrument built in 1990 by John Nordley of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, for First United Methodist Church of that lucky city. Wachet auf. It's one of Bach's most familiar and popular miniatures, quite catchy, almost jazzy, and, not surprisingly, a piece which has coaxed other composers in ways which would have amazed and amused Bach, at least I hope so. Listen to what the great Frenchman Charles-Marie Vidor did, he who, with Albert Schweitzer, issued an important edition of Bach's organ works at the beginning of this century, and towards the end of his own considerable life, collected 6 movements, all inspired by Bach, in a volume titled Bach's Memento. Listen as the night watchman wanders just a bit. Hermann von Vliet plays the Cavaillacol organ at the Church of Saint-François de Sales in Lyon. I suppose, depending on your sense of humor, you might have imagined that the night watchman of that piece had been nipping at a flask of spirits during his evening rounds. Charles-Marie Vidor, taking Bach's Choralprelude Wacket auf, ruft uns die Stimme, and transforming it into the March of the Night Watchman, who seems at least in one place he might have stepped into a dance hall for a bit, from the collection Bach's Memento by Vidor, a very genial tribute. Hermann von Fleet played at the Church of St. François de Sales in Lyon, France. But wait, here are two more surprise gifts at our Bach birthday bash, with performances by famous Swedish baritone Håkan Hagegård and organist Gunnar Idenstam at the Oscars Church in Stockholm, and before them, Rupert Goff playing the Harrison and Harrison organ of Wells Cathedral in England, and offering up this friendly little tribute arranged by Ronald Watson, which truly does wish happy birthday, Herr Bach. To be paid.
day with endless wonder. She took my childhood in her stride, but she was gone when autumn came.
Rather unusual but effective juxtapositioning of Bach's Wachet auf chorale prelude with the song I Dreamed a Dream from the Kretzmer-Schönberg musical Les Miserables. Håkan Haggegård sang to the imaginative accompaniment of Gunnar Idenstam. They were recorded on the Proprius label at the Oscars Church in Stockholm. And before them, Rupert Goff played Ronald Watson's little tribute, Happy Birthday, Herr Bach, at Wells Cathedral in England, a compact disc from Priory Records. And as to whether Bach felt that, as that song indicated, life had killed his dream, well, we won't know for sure, but while the historic evidence does point to many unhappinesses and frustrations throughout his career, his music transcends disappointment, and does so gloriously. To close our 315th Bach birthday party, youth and maturity meet in this 1987 recording made at the cathedral in Bremen, Germany. The piece is another relatively early work by Bach, written probably when he was in his 20s, brilliant, expansive, and grand. And in this performance by Käthe von Tricht, we hear a now 100-year-old edition by Karl Straube, Ms. von Tricht's teacher, which has all of the registrational changes that the modern organist at the turn of the 20th century felt were essential to a full realization of Bach's intent, a notion which we now look back on as perhaps having been fueled by the waywardness of youth. But even so, how grand it is. This Fantasy in G by Bach, Käthe von Tricht plays in Bremen. youthful music transcending time and age. The music of Bach, his Fantasy in G Major, played by Käthe von Tricht at the cathedral in Bremen, Germany. Miss von Tricht was for more than four decades the organist at that cathedral. She made that recording at the age of 78. Though the 21st of March comes round but once a year, we can be guaranteed that the feeling of spring is easily conjured up in any month just by listening to his music and wishing, maybe with the same spirit that Dorothy clicks her heels together to take her back to Kansas. All we need say, as we have today, is happy birthday, Herr Bach. Seeking for details, well, we are on the web at pipedreams.org. You can even hear us there at your whim. And a complete playlist of today's music is posted there, along with source information and quite a bit else. If you're not a web person, basic information is included in our quarterly brochure, and I will be happy to send you a sample copy of same if you write to us. Our address is Pipe Dreams, 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota 55101. Please, when you write, enclose a stamped, self-addressed, large format envelope for the return mail. Mention to which station you are listening, and also make note of this program number, 2012. Program title, Happy Birthday, Herr Bach. And, once again, the addresses, through the mails, Pipe Dreams, 45 East 7th Street, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55101, and on the web, pipedreams.org. Production of Pipe Dreams is made possible in part with funding from Mr. and Mrs. Wesley C. Dudley, from the Mayhead Fund of the HRK Foundation, and from listener supporters of Public Radio International stations all around the country. Every week, ultimately, it is all about Bach and beyond. A world of experience with the King of Instruments right here. Until next time, for Pipe Dreams, I'm Michael Barone. Thank you for listening. Pipe Dreams is a production of Minnesota Public Radio.
PRI, Public Radio International.